Eagle FM's wake-up call. Redialed.
What is the deal with Bernard Tomic? I mean, what's going on there? He's been in trouble with the law a couple of times now, and another incident overnight in Service Paradise. And, you know, I can understand, you know, the guy's very young. He's only, what, 20, I think? Tops. And, you know, he's cashed up because he's playing international sport. He wants to live the lifestyle. I understand he wants to live the lifestyle. But, you know, while he was hauled away during this this incident last night by the police, he said, "Do you know who I am?" I mean, that's a bit rich, isn't it? That's a bit too much. So, like, this is his third sort of run-in with the law in recent times. So, I don't know. He's definitely living up to maybe some kind of, I don't know, maybe he wants to be touted as the bad boy of tennis. He's doing a good job at it, though.
The line was busy, so we've tried again. The wake-up call redialed on Eagle FM.
Some entertainment gossip with the buzz, and here's David from Who Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Bobby Brown. I'm telling you what, is this the second time this year he's been caught up with the law?
Yes, it has. Look, he's been arrested for drug driving again, and it is the second time this year.
Right.
Back in March, he was arrested, and as part of that, part of the agreement was that he goes to rehab.
Right.
So he was arrested in March. He's gone to rehab in August after his wedding and honeymoon.
Yes.
He's checked himself in, and now he's been arrested again.
Jeez.
The police officer who stopped him said that he smelt a strong scent of alcohol on him, and, you know, did the sobriety test and everything, and then he was arrested and later released on bond. So we'll see whether he's got to go back into rehab again or not. I don't know.
Yeah, the rehab or something else by that matter. I mean, who knows? I mean, do you get a second chance on that one? Who knows?
I don't know. Well, Lindsay.
Yeah, well, Lindsay's, you're up to chance number 86 now with Lindsay.
You can get away with anything in Hollywood if you've got a bit of money, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, controversial, David.
Sorry. I'll take that back.
Michelle Williams and Jason Segel.
Yeah, look, they've been dating since the beginning of the year, and it appears they're taking their relationship to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
A source has told us that they've moved in together.
Right.
Now, Michelle's renting this waterfront apartment in Brooklyn, and he apparently stays there. Look, I don't know if it's full-time or if he just sort of pops, you know, stays a couple of days a week or something, but he's sort of back and forth, sort of from LA to New York for work. So, you know, maybe it's just a place he crashes when he's in town. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But now, apparently, he's totally smitten with her, and it's the first girl he's ever been this way with. So, yeah, it could be quite serious.
Okay, thank you.
The wake-up call, redialed on Eagle FM.
A British woman has changed her name by deed poll. Now, this would make it legal, wouldn't it? Yes. To become officially known by the combined monikers of 14 Bond girls in, like, from James Bond movies. The barmaid formerly known as Emma Louise Hodges is now Miss Pussy Galore, Honey Rider, Solitaire, Plenty O'Toole, May Day, Xena on a Top, Holly Goodhead, Tiffany Case, Kissy Suzuki, Mary Goodnight, Jinx Johnson, Octopussy, Domino, Moneypenny. The thing is that, you know, if you have to fill in a form, you have to put in that name, don't you? Because it's name changed by deed poll. I don't know why people do this. She said, "I've always thought how great it would be to be a Bond girl, and now I am. Well, by name anyway." Well, not only are you a Bond girl, you are all the Bond girls by the sounds of things. "I'm hoping it can mean I can find my own suave James Bond." Well, I suppose that this person would also have to have changed his name by deed poll as well. But you wouldn't change it to just James Bond. Wouldn't you change it to, if you want to be literal about the whole thing, you change it to Bond, James Bond. Why not?
Eagle FM's wake-up call. Redialed.
Skippy has been voted our favourite TV our favourite live animal TV character, thank you, according to TV Tonight readers. The star of Skippy the Bush Kangaroo outrated his competition by more than 2-1. That makes the Roo our favourite TV character of all time. There were just 1,000 surveys completed for this thing. Let's go through the top 5. Woodrow from Simon Chance's Wonderworld at number 5. Bouncer from Neighbours at 12. I just had 12%. Charlie the Wonder Dog from The Late Show at 16%. Fatso from A Country Practice at 21%. Skippy, number 1 at 44%. Meanwhile, in the kids' TV character category, Mr. Squiggle won by a nose, boom, boom, in front of cheeky puppet Aggro, and they were followed by TV icons Humphrey B. Bear and Oswald Q. Ostrich.